I'm Illinois Issues Editor Jamie Dunn. Do Governor Bruce Rauner's tactics mark a change in Illinois' political climate? This week, for Illinois Issues, St. Louis Post-Dispatch political reporter Kevin McDermott takes a look at the governor's money. I sat down with Kevin to talk about his story. So when Bruce Rauner was running for governor, there was a lot of focus on his campaign spending. But it seems that even after he won the race, he continues to build his war chest. Can you tell us a little about his campaign finance strategies now?
He made no secret about this. Before he was even sworn into office, he was telling people, look, I'm going to be building up a PAC to help us get our agenda across. And this included donating $10 million to himself after he had won the election. This was almost unheard of because obviously you don't need any campaign funds immediately after you win an election. So this was the first sign that he was serious about this. The second sign that he was serious about it was in May when he, in one day, doled out $400,000 to every single Republican member of the legislature in both chambers. Nobody's up for re-election. They're in the middle of a big budget fight. There was really no question that this was money that was meant to get people to be cohesive, get people to, you know, stick together as a party and not wander off.
And to be clear, that $400,000 is the tally of all the money Rauner doled out to Republican lawmakers that day. But we do see during legislative sessions sometimes different interest groups or lobbyists will make donations to lawmakers. How is this different than maybe what we've seen in the past?
That's been a big part of the debate because, of course, Rauner's supporters will tell you that it isn't different. His comments, to the extent that he's commented on this, have been essentially that, well, you know, the legislative leaders on the Democratic side and unions and other special interests are always throwing money at legislators. We're just countering that. Others point out that it's a little different for a few reasons. Most of the leadership money that goes to legislators goes in the election season. It doesn't go right after an election. Now, some special interest groups and some corporate groups, they will give money when legislators are in the middle of debating their issues. That always raises a few eyebrows. That's something that's always been a little controversial. Part of the reason that what the governor's doing has bothered some people is that it does look like kind of the seedier side of what sometimes happens with special interest groups. Should the governor be categorized with Ameren or the Chamber of Commerce or some other interest group that's throwing money at legislators as they're voting on stuff? The budget fight has essentially been over Rauner's insistence that if you're going to talk about tax increases, he wants something out of that. What he wants out of that is property tax cuts, tort reform, workers' comp reform, something that is on what he calls his turnaround agenda. You know, a lot of the Republicans were already in agreement with Rauner on a lot of these issues. But that's not the same thing as keeping everybody in line when you're in the midst of a big budget fight like this. There is a lot of temptation to say, look, let's just wrap this thing up. Fine, we're not going to win this one. Let's walk away. By spreading this money around to people in the caucus, you can make the argument that he's essentially keeping them in place and making sure that they're not going to give up on this fight.
Illinois does not have a squeaky clean reputation for its political culture or campaign finance. Do you think that this will have a big impact over the years, or do you think this is something that we're just going to see with Bruce Rauner, and maybe once he's gone, things go back to the way that they were before?
That question might prompt two questions. One, is this going to set a precedent that future governors have to do? And two, is this going to prompt reformers and legislators to change the law so that people can't do this? I don't think it's going to prompt any major changes to the law because, make no mistake, Madigan and Cullerton, they throw money around like crazy. They do it in a different way, and they do it in a way that is more geared toward winning elections, but they certainly don't want more restrictions on what they can do. As for the first question, it could be that legislators come to expect that the governor wants my support, even if he's in my own party, I want the money from him. One wonders if in the future, whether the governor is a Democrat or a Republican, that the people of his own party in the legislature might look at him and go, hey, this is how it works now.